There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We're recording, yeah?
This is recording now.
I was walking behind you on the way to the...
That's a bit...
Today, you know?
Sneaky.
I wasn't sneaky.
How far behind were you?
I was about 60 yards, maybe 50.
Did you not think of like shouting closer, ahead?
I was getting closer as we walked.
Well,
you know,
because you
waddle along like a... I don't know what waddles like you waddle. Like you're a bit pigeon-toed, Andrew.
I noticed.
Yeah.
You're having a good look, were you, from 60 yards away?
Yeah, well, yeah, it emphasised your gates because I was looking at the complete unit, you know.
Do you think I've got a nice arse?
You've got baggy jeans on, I couldn't tell. Don't think I didn't look, though. So, welcome to the podcast, Andrew.
What are you welcoming us for?
Well, I just think that's a nice touch. It's like a cultural thing.
Make it sound like it's not my podcast.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I'll tell you what. You say, yeah, I'm happy to have you, Bob.
Happy to have you, Bob.
Oh, right. Now it sounds equal. That's fantastic.
Please, we've done that, sorted that out.
Do you have a favourite bread, Andrew?
I'm quite partial to a tiger loaf.
Because of the
Sainsbury's.
Because of the sexy crust.
Because of the exciting crust, yeah.
Do you think the bread underneath is any different from a non-tiger crust? Or is it all about the crust?
I think it's mainly the crust. It's the look. It's that look if you carry it under your arm, crust upwards, facing outwards, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people can see it. Oh, he's got a tiger crust.
Oh, look.
He's got something about him.
Look at Henry Dubois there.
Yeah, he's a man on the up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'd just like to ask you, bread or not bread?
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm going right around the globe looking for interest in them breads.
Yeah.
What about...
Start strong.
Start strong?
Mm.
Speck and Dick.
Oh, that's a bread.
Can you imagine what country it's from?
Oh, it'll be from the lowlands, I think.
Germany.
Yeah.
Rye pancake it is. Tongi Pang Pang.
That's also a bread.
It is a bread, Korean. It's filled with red bean paste and walnut kernels. Fancy
that
a bit of that?
Right. Yeah, I'd have some of that.
Bit of that.
Van
Knocker.
Van Knocker.
Van Knocker.
Now, this is where I'm starting to try and second guess how you've assembled this quiz.
Well, why not just play it like...
I'm saying yes, that's a bread.
It is a bread. Check. Similar to a brioche. What makes a brioche a brioche? Do you know, Andy? I know they're a bit shiny, aren't they?
I think it's the shininess, yeah, isn't it?
What, they add a packet of shine into it?
Put a bit of pledge.
Oh, as
on
if,
top,
Andrew, we
rub
don't
it
eat
in.
Pledge. My breads, I was thinking about the breads I like.
I want to see you eat some pledge.
There's so many breads, isn't there? But you've got your breads you like, you know. Do you know the really small brown hoves?
Has the quiz finished?
Yeah, shit.
Fucking hell.
Do you know, I'll tell you my favourite breads anyway, you're not interested.
I was just about to ask you, incidentally.
The really small, the tiny little brown sliced hovis, I like that.
Right, white or brown?
Brown. That's
you
why
said
I said brown.
Brown. Yeah.
There's one that's slightly bigger and it's a completely different bread.
Mm-hmm.
Extraordinary, looks the same, looks just like the bigger version.
Oh, there's a difference, is there?
Two, right, there is.
Right.
I like the McDonald's burger bun.
Quite like
that.
Yeah, it's all right.
There's nothing doing, is there? It's just like something to grip, really.
I had a double cheeseburger last weekend.
Did you now?
With none of the stuff on the top, just the cheese and the double patty, and it was very rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look well on it anyway.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
It's pumped you out a bit, hasn't it? Oh, fucking hell, Andy. I was angry the other day.
You were.
I went to see Borough at Bristol. Yeah.
Right.
And it was a bad journey. And that corridor, as you call it, a corridor, don't I sound like official? A motorway corridor.
Mm-hmm.
That corridor, I think it's the M4.
Right.
It's dominated by Burger King.
Yeah.
So I always fucking forget that Burger King don't serve milkshakes.
Right.
And for me, there's no point in having a burger without a chocolate
milkshake.
I've
never had a burger and a milkshake together. It's sweet and savoury.
Oh, it's beautiful, Andrew.
Is it?
It's really something, yeah. That 99p burger.
Right. So would you get that for MacDays, would you?
Yeah. No, but I wish they'd, to be honest with you, I wish they'd just fuck off from our motorways Burger King. A burger was £7.49.
A motorway burger?
Yeah.
Wow. It's your own fault, isn't it, buying a motorway burger? Take some sandwiches with you.
Is that what you do?
I've done that before, yeah.
What a prick. Do you know what I mean? What a prick. Why are you saying that? Wherever people are listening to it now, there's a low hum of people saying, what a prick. Taking your own sandwiches in your clown car.
Is that because I'm, you know, fiscally challenged? You're having a go because I can't afford a motorway burger.
You can afford it fine. Your problem is you're a tight ass. The iced finger, do you like them, Andrew? That's a bread, you know.
Is that classed as a bread?
Yeah,
is
you know, the ice bun, the ice finger.
I suppose it is, isn't it, really?
Do you like them?
I'm not that bothered anymore. I probably would have had one when I was a younger man. But now,
sensing that
How do you feel about a seeded batch?
Seeded batch? Tell me a little bit more about it.
It's not full size like that big Hovis, but it's not like the little Hovis.
Is it sliced or not sliced?
Sliced, yeah.
And it's Warburtons?
It's Warburtons and it's covered in seeds.
I don't trust them.
You don't trust them?
I don't trust them because...
You think they're up for something?
Well, is that Mr. Warburton in the adverts?
No, of course it's not.
Are you sure of that?
Actually, I'm not now you say that.
You know, with the Muppets and that.
It might be him.
I mean, there's a bit of...
It might be a Mr. Warburton.
There's a bit of an ego operating there, isn't there?
Do you reckon he's in cahoots with the Austrians?
Why the Austrians?
I don't know, I can't trust them either.
True or false, Andrew?
Yes.
Iron Man can iron up to 10 shirts in an hour.
Of course he can. True.
True or false, Andrew? William Shatner was originally called Bill Shits.
It's false.
It is false. True or false, Andrew? Daily Mail readers believe that Poland is empty.
It's true.
Is it? I don't know.
Well, you're the one with the questions.
True or false? Yeah, but not the answers. True or false, all ravens are goths.
This is like a Venn diagram. Does that mean that all goths are ravens? Is there somewhere in between? The goths that are ravens and ravens that are goths? Ravens.
Honestly, you've lost me there, Andrew.
Is it true?
All I was asking, yeah, it is true, yeah.
Fuck for that.
It is true. Do you want a name, Andrew, you bastard?
Go on, what you got?
Connie Backwash, UK's thinnest waste pump operative.
Mm.
Gary Corncob's Cooper, utilises Underfelt in his battle plans.
I like that.
Yeah. Ert Sequence, he's a Latvian dance professor.
Nah, middle one.
You're going to take it?
Gary Cooper, I'll be him, yeah. Are you still Thin Richmond?
I've got one more, this
really?
Is last week,
this is
it?
Your last week?
I think so.
Can I tempt you with three possibilities?
Go on then.
Titch Bridges... 4'5" holds your hand as you walk across the Clifton Suspension Bridge if you're scared. £69 though.
Don't want it for £69.
No, you don't. You bring in the £69.
I just got a message from Eddie Izzard.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's he said?
I'm not telling you because that would be what do you call it?
Trade secret or something? No, embargoed.
Confidentiality.
Sounds like something weak for comic relief. Bongo Yachtsman.
I'll be Bongo Yachtsman next week.
Enigmatic international smuggler of upscale pornography.
No, sorry, we've declined.
I nearly got you. Sir Alan Function, inventor of the function room.
Ooh.
Important.
Ooh. Well, that would have tempted me, but I'm Thin Richmond.
Ah. If I try one of them next time, do you think you'd... You're not here for a few weeks, are you?
I'm going off
to the listenership.
Going off fishing again.
Are you?
Yeah. Going to try and catch pike, salmon, brown trout.
Have you not caught all the fish by now?
No, there's 12 fish and we caught 6.
You got half of them.
It's lucky for a second series, isn't it? There's 6 left.
Well, I hope you get them all.
Do you like watching me fish? You see me cast it out and you think to yourself, whoa, he's doing something right in his life.
To me, it looked as if it was all done with CGI, the bits when you were doing the fishing.
All the fishing?
Just your bits. Paul obviously can fish, but you look like it was something out of... Some kind of Star Wars or something like that.
Who do you think looks older than me or Paul? Paul listens to this, so be careful.
I'll say you, because I don't give a fuck what you think.
All right, fair enough. You think I look older?
Yeah.
Fair enough. You might be right.
Did you have to wear one of them green body stockings when you filmed your CGI fishing bits?
It wasn't CGI, Andy. It was real life. It's like a reality show, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, when you think about it, honestly, all we did was we filmed what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why it was like such.
Did you not sit down and like work it out first?
No, we turned up on the day and it was quite worrying actually, because our whole pitch was, you know, it might be nice just passing some time with a couple of old fellas. Right. It might be, but it was risky. But so no, we didn't. We knew where I'd chosen where we were going to stay.
Yeah.
A fishing expert chose where we would go and where there might be the fish that we're after.
The bits when you fell over. Did you plan them? Genuine falls.
I didn't realise how bad I am on my feet. Do you know if you haven't been on rough terrain?
Them slippers you've got on.
I did another song, Andrew, that didn't quite work out, but I'm going to sing it because I bloody did it.
You might as well get it out there because we're getting nowt else out of you for the next 6 weeks, so you might as well get it all done now.
You sweary McClary. Now, I thought to myself... Mm. I've never had any of my footballers sing. I don't think Harry or Debbie or anyone. So, and I was drawn to Jordan Henderson.
Well, obviously, yeah.
And he sent me in a song. I wrote to his agent and said, "I know he's is he interested in music and all that?" And he sent me this song. Yeah. I'm a nut job. I'm a soft lad. I spent 6 months trapped in a cat flap. I store walnuts, I eat tin foil. I went to Pakistan just to buy a tin of sand.
Jordan, this is Peter Beattie, feeling a Geordie Force. You've got to find a new purpose in life, a new way to fulfil yourself. Have you considered trying a chicken wrap?
Oh, don't talk soft, Peter, you fucking Doyle. He needs to get himself into fucking eggs. A dozen every day, fried, scrambled, poached. But if the poaches, it better be very fucking runny.
But I'm a fruitcake, I'm a crackpot. I throw onion rings at sailors. I'm a barn door, I'm a bed spoon. I once threw a snake and Paloma Faith's face. Oh dear me, seem a bit excitable there, John. You know, I often find that standing still and staring at things like a pipe or something for a few hours can calm me down, especially if I comb my hair as I stare.
Are you in your fucking combs, you spooky clown? What he fucking needs to do is get a police interceptor's box set and have a good old fucking watch whilst he sucks on a nice cold hard boiler.
Oh, but I'm a nut job. I'm a bread bin. I got carpet zips on me stepson. I'm a fruitcake. I'm a flatbread. I've got 7 dead pigs in the garden shed. Oh, fucking hell.
So he sent us that. I quite like it.
Aye, it's catchy.
So, did you notice then that Peter Beasley was on that track?
I didn't.
And his wife?
I didn't. I wasn't listening, really.
Yeah, they were on. And, like, I know it might be a bit of an overload, but I've got a really interesting Beasley story coming up.
Oh, well, that's something for people to look forward to.
So it's quite a big slab of Beasley.
Okay.
You know, if people like that kind of thing.
I think they do. What's behind the door?
Fuck.
Yes or no? Yes or no? What's behind the door? I don't know. I don't know. You know the rules, Bob. Here we go. There's a door.
Yeah.
Imaginary door.
Yeah.
What, not the real door.
With
not the emergency
one.
Exit. Just an imaginary one. I want you to try and imagine what's behind it when I see it and tell me whether you'd go through the door and have a look.
Right. Well, you're going to tell me what's behind
it. I'll tell you what it is. About 100 Argyle jumpers. Oh, who's that message from?
Paul Whitehouse.
Oh, is he listening? About 100 Argyle jumpers, you can try them on.
Yeah.
And there's a photographer in there as well, but you can't take any of them away.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
You're not bothered?
No, right, I'm not bothered.
Some drug addicts playing five-a-side?
No, thank you.
No?
No.
Okay. One of them Japanese toilets with all the features.
What, where it sucks it out? And
just
all the severe features.
All the features, it says. It probably has got the thing where it sucks it out, yeah.
No, thank you.
No,
no, thank you.
But tough crowd.
You've made me want to show you something.
Well, I've got one more. Aka Bilk.
Yeah.
He's shit-faced and he's smashing up a model of the Titanic that he's made out of matchsticks because he's done the funnel wrong.
Well, I'm always going to want to go and see Yakka. So you just put that in because, you know, I want to go and see Yakka Bilk.
Good.
Now, hold on a minute. Let me show you this because I'd like to record your reaction to it.
Right, OK.
Yeah, see if that's good radio, yeah?
OK.
Ah! Ah! Jesus!
No!
That's quite something, isn't it?
Who sent you that? Isn't it odd?
No.
Fucking hell. Am I supposed to describe what I've just seen?
No,
there?
You please don't. I don't want people to know
man
that
alive.
Happens.
I hope that's not on the internet.
Well,
it's probably on the dark web, is it?
But by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's not rude, if that's what you're thinking.
It's really rude.
It's not rude at all, Andrew. It's not rude. It's not sex thing.
No, it's not sex rude, but it's anus related.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Have you been watching any telly? Because I've been a little bit slack, to be honest with you.
I have as well. I've realised I don't really have much time to watch television because I've got two children.
Have you
and
been?
They're of an age where they're always fucking awake when I am.
Oh.
So I can't watch anything that's got any adult content in case one of them breezes in.
Well, can't you just put them in their room to play on the PlayStation and that?
They roam around.
Do they?
They roam around from room to room, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't if you put a chain on them.
Might do.
You know, if they could get as far away as your upstairs toilet, you know, that would... Would that
upstairs?
Work? Ah, oh, you cunt. Are you hesitating, though? I have been watching Big Brother. Have you been watching that?
No. I haven't. I watched a little bit of it when that Roxanne woman was
pretending
at
to be
large.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Have you any thoughts on it?
I adore Big Brother. I always watch them. But, you know, it's not of interest to many people, is it really?
Is it very good, this one?
Well, it's good in the sense that there's a fella in there, I think he's called Hardeep, who, like, you know, he grates a bit.
Does he?
And they're the best Big Brothers when there's actually kind of a baddie, you know what I
mean?
Right. I watched Gordon Ramsay's, I caught up on his 24-hour restaurant.
Did you?
Thing.
By accident?
No, because he does a disguise at the beginning. So they don't know he's like a secret diner.
Oh, right, okay. Like Beadle's About.
It's a bit like Beadle's About, yeah.
But with a bit of cooking at the end. Bit of dinner.
So, and I didn't think much of that. So what can I say?
Low hit rate. Did you watch the thing about Redcar last night?
I did watch the thing about Redcar, yeah.
How did you feel about that?
It was an interesting one because it didn't quite feel like a reality documentary.
No.
And I was trying to put my finger on why that was, and I think it was because of the voiceover.
Yeah, it was a little bit soap opera-ish. It
felt something,
like
yeah.
TOWIE, where it felt like a little bit staged.
Yeah.
When they were having their conversations and that. But it was all right.
No, it was a good show.
Yeah.
It was a good show, but it just jarred a bit. I think I'll probably have to settle into that. Oh, it's not quite your usual usual stuff. I thought that...
It made me angry politically. But that's not for this podcast.
No, thank you. But I agree, it made me the same. It was, it's quite depressing, wasn't it, Andy? There was two superb bits of graffiti in it, wasn't there? There was two doors in the middle of nowhere.
I missed that bit.
And it said Narnia on it. and the other bit that said Cry Me Eyes Out.
No, I missed that as well.
Wall.
I want to recommend something that's on YouTube.
Go on then.
It's a documentary about Hell's Angels from 1973.
I've watched that many a time.
It's very good,
it's
isn't
very
it?
It's very good, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll tweet the link out. And
it's very good, isn't
themselves.
It?
It's really good.
On many, many levels.
So many levels.
Like social there's, history,
there's
hairstyles.
There's a slightly boss-eyed Hell's Angel in there. There's the little holiday they go on.
The little party they have.
The boat they have. So much to enjoy. So we'll tweet the link out for that, and everyone should watch that.
We must tweet out the link to the posh homeless bloke as well. I'll get that one. That's a great old documentary.
The posh homeless bloke.
A really posh homeless bloke. I'll get a link out to that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, Andrew, I was on, you know, you were late today. Like, not that I want to go on about that, right?
Yeah.
So on
there
my
was
phone,
a mouse on the bonnet of the train again.
On my phone, I wrote a song, right? And I don't think it's very good, but I'm going to get it out of my system, right? Imagine good. It to a beat. Eyes wide apart. It's about Troy Deeney. By the way, eyes wide apart and built like a bull. He heads it in the net, then he farts on you. At 7 years old, he smacked me with a hammer, then pissed on me rattle, so they threw him in the slammer. Eyes wide apart, face like a pine, with an evil grin, he puts his finger in your eye. At 12 years old, he slaughtered a dog with a blade that he stole from the butcher's shop. He's got a dummy that he sucks and a dolly that he cuddles. There's only one thing that makes him happy, that's laying a tod in his stretch waist nappy. Eyes wide apart, built like a bull, he heads it in the net and then he farts on you. Oi!
Nice! If they're not singing that on the terraces of wherever it is Watford play by the end of next week, I'll be astounded.
I've never wrote anything worth saying worth on the train. I always think I'll write something on the train on the way there. Never happens.
Well, that's today, mate.
You reckon?
Top notch, that.
I don't think so. Is the guru in the bow? Do I feel a little bit?
Funnily enough, yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello,
hello,
guru.
Bob. Yes. Just a few questions for you today. If you could go back and talk to your younger self, maybe over a lovely nourishing pot of salad leaves with a boiled egg in there, and if you had the chance to recommend a mindfulness technique to your younger self, would it be maybe sensory deprivation tank, or holding your breath for ages and ages and doing a big chant, or maybe drinking your own urine? Maybe one of those.
Of those, Guru, probably the flotation tank might help me. Yeah.
Would you do a fart in the flotation tank? There's no one else there.
Well,
No one would know.
I suppose if one came, you know, one app occurred, probably.
If it helps you achieve mindfulness, then
you do it.
You do it. Are you hydrating correctly at the moment, Bob?
No, and I constantly worry about it, actually. How much should I be drinking, Guru?
8 litres a day is recommended daily dose.
No, I'm
for hydration.
Nowhere near that.
No.
Does tea and coffee count, Guru? Oh, well, maybe I'm not.
I suppose that's acceptable, yeah.
If you have maybe, then maybe. Yeah.
Are you finding it's having a detrimental impact on your waterworks?
Oh, you're getting it back over your waterworks.
Just asking. No worry, you know.
I think if I hydrated more, it would clean up my system quicker. Yeah, I suspect.
Okay, finally. Do you own an animal onesie?
No, I don't, go.
Do you own a tiger onesie?
No, I don't have a onesie.
Do you own a monkey onesie?
No, I don't, go. Should I?
Do you have access to a monkey onesie that you do not actually own?
Well, I could buy one, I suppose, if that's what you're recommending.
It might be something to think about, yes. Have you ever headed off on the waterways of the UK?
No, I haven't.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, sure about that, mm-hmm. Guru.
And would you like to have a little bit of a wrestle after this?
If that's part of the...
Only if you want to.
I would quite like to.
Okay, we'll do that at the end then. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bob.
And how much do I owe you, Guru?
£69.
Oh, it's gone up this week.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I just saw my guru then, Andy.
Oh, yeah, it was the guru in.
Yeah, it's a nail on the head. I'm not hydrating enough.
Was he wearing his tricorn hat again?
Yeah, is that, well, yeah.
With a pigeon on the top.
Well, it's not a real pigeon, you know, Andy.
Hey, Bob, do you reckon Duran Duran is still hungry like the wolf? I mean, it was 1982 when they originally sang that.
Sorry, everyone.
I wouldn't be surprised if at least one of them wasn't a vegetarian, or maybe he's having a vegan by now. I mean, wolves eat mainly hoofed animals. Deer, moose, bison.
Oh, you've been on elk. Fucking Wiki.
I've been on Wikipedia. And I can't imagine Simon Le Bon eating a moose in 2008. Andrew. Unless it's like a, you know, like a moose in a restaurant, like a chocolate moose.
Yeah.
Or Angel Delight, something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, what you think?
Well, Andrew, I don't know. Are wolves hungrier than humans?
They're hunting packs as well.
I presume they're still hungry.
They're hunting packs, wolves.
Yeah.
So maybe Duran Duran did that back in 1982, whether it was after food or lasses or whatever, I don't know.
Not John Taylor with a spear.
Yeah, now, don't know.
Andrew, to answer your question, because I know it's a genuine question,
I think
they're probably from time to time are still hungry as a wolf.
Mm,
you know,
now and again.
The two levels of hunger will at some point meet, you know, like maybe the...
I think we all are, aren't we, at some point?
At some
another.
Point, yeah.
Yeah.
We're equally sated.
Oh, well, thank you for thinking about that.
All right, Bob. I'm still at home, you know, keeping my life ticking over, like, whilst the bosses decide what to do with me, you know, out of the trouble with the foreign lads, like, you know. So, I was sat on a bollard at the parade of shops the other day, having a good old stare at the garages opposite, you know. And I got to thinking about things in my life, you know, and from the past, like that made me happy, you know. Dog dead. You know, like me mum, you know, tickling me tummy when I was a nipper, like. And nice new clean sheets on me bed, like, on a Sunday, you know, when me mum did the weekly wash, like. Anyways, like, at about this point in me train of thought, one of the garage doors opened opposite, you know, and out comes Nick Knowles, you know, the singer-songwriter who does a bit of labouring on the side, like, you know. I shouted over as best I could, like, you know, Nick Knowles! Nick Knowles! Nick Knowles, give us a song, Nick Knowles! You know, give us a song! Anyway, he heard it, so he gave us a thumbs up, like, so I shouted, it's me, Peter Beasley, like, you know. Well, his eyes lit up, you know, because he likes his football, you know, and he comes over for a chat, to have a little chat with me, like. All right, Peter, what the fuck you doing here, sat on a bollard like a messy cunt? Now, I was having a stare at the garages, you know, past the time, till me wife needs a next egghead, so what you up to anyway? Is that where you live now, Nick? Nah. I just done a DIY SOS on the gaff. Called us in because it's a shithole. And we fucked about a bit and made it a much cleaner, brighter shithole. Oh, right, right, so SOS, you say, so what was the actual emergency? Ah, the Suncorp Monge or summit off a fox. They reckon he might lose a limb if he didn't have a new kitchen units to operate and a new cornice in his bedroom. Right, and nice one then. Is he better now, like? He's a noisy little bastard, I'll tell you that. If noise generation is any indicator of well-being, then he's as fit as a trumpeter's arsehole. That is very good news then. Hey, Nick, I was just wondering. My wife really fancies you, like, and a big fan of your half singing. And could I, like, trouble you for an autograph, like, in.
Says, I would do better than that, son. Why don't we pop round and see her? I'm not due at the incredible recording studio for a couple of weeks.
Oh, that would be amazing, like, you know.
So
we get in this bright white Range Rover, blasting out some Robert Palmer over the sound rig, and we drive round to my place, you know. Just as a footnote, Bob, those 3 minutes like, I spent next to Nick with him half singing along to Every Kind of People was the most energised I've felt since you know, I purchased my new puffer jacket about 12 months ago, so I was a magic time, like, you know. So we get to my house and the wife is in the front room watching police body cam show, you know. I ask Nick to hold back in the hallway. I said, hey love, I've got a really nice surprise for you. Well, Nick pokes his head round the door and says, oi, oi, darling, you want to get plastered with Uncle Nick?
Why is that fucking cockney doyle in my house? Have you asked him to botch it up to make me septic leg better? How fucking dare you? This place is a fucking palace.
Yeah, but love, like, you know, I just thought, like...
Well, don't fucking think you're Josie Wanker. If he is not out of this house in 10 fucking seconds flat, I'll squeeze so much shite into this sofa that you'll be cleaning it for 2 fucking months.
So, whoops, hey up, I don't fancy that, so I hustle Nick out and apologise for any misunderstanding. And he drives off down the street blasting out, when I need love, you know, the US air. And he half sings along, like, you know, and they, ooh, yeah. So back in the house, I say, sorry about that, love. I just brought him back so you can meet him, you know. He won't going to knock the house about and out.
Fuck him and his spooky crew of bastards.
But I thought you fancied him, love.
Sit down, Peter.
Oh, God, why am I in trouble, like?
Just do as you fucking told, you bucket of shite.
So I sit down, you know, and the wife says,
there's only one bloke I fancy, Peter.
Who's that then?
You dozy git.
Oh, thanks, darling. I do love you very much, you know.
I know, Peter. Yeah, good lad.
And like with that, she pushes me onto my back and gives me tummy a lovely little tickle, you know, just like me mum used to.
Now get in that fucking kitchen and knock us up a special platter.
Oh, a special platter, love, right? Yeah, that's 2 boilers, 2 fried with a 5-egg onion omelette on the roof.
Correct. Now fuck off out of my sight.
Not a bad day, really, Bob, and in the spare room at the moment reading some leaflets that came through the door, you know. So I suppose I might do a few jokes for me joke book before I go, like, you know. So just pick up me joke book, got it here. So Batman and Robin says to Batman, the Batmobile won't start. Batman says, well, check the battery. Robin says, what's a Terry? Man in the interrogation room says, I'm not saying a word without my lawyer present. You are the lawyer, says the policeman. Exactly, so where's my present? Replied the lawyer. Did you hear about the fire at the campsite? The heat was intense. I got sacked from my job at the bank today. You know. I might start doing accents, so I might do this like a scouser.
I got sacked from my job at the bank today. An old lady came in and asked me to check a balance, so I pushed it over.
One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley, one Peter Beardsley. See you, Bob.
So, Peter met Nick Knowles.
Lucky Peter.
Yeah.
Got his house done out as well.
No, he didn't. He didn't get
but
his
you
house
know, the promise was there.
Kind of nice that his wife says she fancies him, really.
It was a very emotional moment, that, yeah. I felt. Yeah. Well, that's about all we've got time for. I reckon you're off.
I'm
off
fishing
6 weeks
soon, and
maybe he's getting in touch from a riverbank somewhere if you can.
Do you think I should check do more in. Cooking on the fishing show? Do you think people enjoy me cooking?
God. Just do something.
All right.
Because there's a lot of you just sitting about and talking about death.
I suppose it's quiet, Sally. I'm going to get me surgeon on to actually replicate, without cutting into me, the operation, so that people can actually see just like how incredibly brave I was.
Well, they're going to do it on like some roadkill that you come across.
No, lie me down on the table.
Jesus.
Straddle me. Fucking and show man. What he did, you know.
Right.
So that could be interesting, couldn't it, Andy?
What's he going to use, like a plastic catering knife?
I think he'll probably bring along like a heart and lung, you know, the plastic ones.
Right.
Well, I haven't asked him to, but I imagine they carry them around.
Have you run this by the BBC?
Yeah.
And they say that's all right.
What's right? Well, because you said there should be some content. Well, let's educate. Wouldn't you like to see what they do?
I think maybe it's just 2 years, just build a den or something.
We're going to have Botox.
Fucking hell.
Fucking
maybe he's, I don't know, build an obstacle course, exercise.
Yeah, we're going to do some exercise.
Star jumps.
Yeah, two star jumps each. But yeah. Right, look, let's do a proper end to the show.
That was the end.
Right, well, Andy, I think that's it. Well, I better get off and go fishing.
What are you doing another ending for? I've just done an ending.
This is... Oh, look, there's Jordan Henderson. Oh, fucking hell! No, it's Gareth Bale. all the time. I believe that's how we speak. So anyway, I've enjoyed the podcast.
It's turned out all right, I think.
I'm going to get in touch with a few more footballers, see if I can get songs from them, like Jordan.
You do that.
So if there's any out there listening, send us your songs and we'll get them played on the podcast.
Imagine if footballers are listening to this.
There will be one.
There's bound to be at least one.
There will be one somewhere. Wycombe Wanderers.
Somewhere like that, yeah. If you are a footballer and you're listening to this, you know, let us know somehow.
See you, Andy.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.